I'd like you to take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 tonight. Exodus 20, 12. And try and get the microphone on here. Okay. Can you hear better now? Is that better? Okay. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to know you and to walk with you. And Father, we thank you for godly homes. And we thank you for godly parents. And Lord, we pray that we might always honor them. And Father, we thank you for those that have gone before and those that are here yet. Father, that we can have the privilege to be those that look up to them that you've placed in our lives. And so, Lord, we ask that you might bless your word tonight, and we pray that it might be that which would challenge our hearts as we look at this pivotal command in the Ten Commandments in our relationship not only with thee, but also with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2 calls the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments the first commandment with promise in the New Testament. Exodus 20:12 defines the promise that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It is important to remember that God is the giver and the sustainer of life. To ignore God's directions in this life has consequences concerning the blessing of longevity of life. The fifth commandment, to honor your parents, is also the bridge between man's relationship to God and man's relationship to his fellow man. Our relationships to other people grow out of our relationship with God. Keeping right relationships with others is not possible until we have a right relationship with God. That is so vital for us to remember, is that we have to have a vertical relationship before we can have a horizontal relationship. So as we look at that, until you receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you'll never be right in your relationship with God. And many times not in right relationship with others as well. Our relationship with our parents hinges on our relationship with God. It must have broken the heart of Adam and Eve to discover that because of Cain's refused relationship with God, he had taken the life of his brother. Can you imagine? Here was a heartbreak. That was probably that went right to the heart of Adam and Eve's heart. Obedience to parents safeguards the responsibility of life, the relationships of life, and the rewards of life. So I want us to look at those three items tonight and the safeguards that we can have. First of all, in the responsibility of life. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. Honoring parents begins with obedience on the spiritual level. Certainly, as we think about that, we believe that obedience involves submission to authority. And the first place that a child learns authority is in the home. And certainly, if it's not put in the right vein at home, many times those other relationships later in life collapse as well. So this is a very pivotal command that children learn obedience to authority in the home. The child that learns to obey well at home will do well with authority of governmental officials, employers, and leadership in the church. To obey is to be Christ-like. To me, if you look at all these relationships in the home, If we would just look to Jesus Christ, they would not be hard to do. Because Christ, he actually had all of these things, Sometimes it's hard for ladies to think about their position in the home as one of submission as a wife. Sometimes it's hard for men to be the loving leader that God has called them to do. But Jesus Christ was both of those. He submitted his life to his Father. He also was one who provided loving leadership and as he walked the face of this earth. But as a child, he also obeyed his parents. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8 that though he was a son, he learned obedience. And so we know that the Lord Jesus went through this process, and thank God that he never sinned once. Can you imagine, parents tonight, having a child that never sinned once? I mean, that must have been really something for Mary to have this perfect child and then to have six others that were not so perfect. That must have been quite a transition for Mary. And so the Lord Jesus, he was not only obedient in his home, but he was also, the Bible says, obedient even unto death. He was obedient to his Father. There is that relationship with the Father that we all need to instill in children as parents as well. Obedience cannot be disconnected from obedience to God. And so I believe that honoring our parents, that's something that certainly I believe is deserving of some definition here. And I believe that honoring parents flows out of love. There has to be this idea where we understand in the scriptures that if we're going to keep God's commandments, it comes from a heart of love. Not because I have to, but because I love my parents. I love my God. Okay? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Right? Those two are connected here as well. Honoring parents also teaches gratitude. That is certainly, if we're going to honor our parents, we will be thankful for them. I many times shudder to think of where I would be in life tonight if I did not have a godly father and a godly mother. Certainly it makes all the difference in this world. And then I believe that we can always give thanks to them. I'm thankful that our children, they enjoy being home. And they are thankful for what mom has done for them in the kitchen especially. But also in other areas of life, and we're so thankful for that. And then honoring parents seems, I believe, is also has an aspect of respect, and that is important as well. And so honoring your parents comes by obeying, loving, giving thanks, and showing respect for dad and mom. But I believe there's also this safeguard of a relationship of life with, as well. It talks about here honoring thy father and thy mother. And certainly this is your relationship with God. We have a Father that we need to obey. And certainly we need to keep that relationship there first of all with God. And then we will honor our parents. Your relationship with your parents is vital as well. This needs to be safeguarded. Certainly that is important for us as well. We also have a relationship with other family members. That needs to be safeguarded. And so your relationship also with those outside of your family begins here at the home, and then it spills over in those relationships of marriage, of work, church relationships, and friendship relationships. But I want to spend more time tonight on the safeguard of the rewards of life that come out of honoring father and mother. It says that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If you go back to Ephesians chapter 6, you'll notice there is a slight change there. In the way that this commandment is given in the New Testament. And it's interesting, this is one of the Ten Commandments that is repeated in the New Testament. He says in verse 1 of Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay? They have a responsibility to do that in the Lord. This is a spiritual responsibility. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, the commandment in the Old Testament was in regards to the land, and there was a special connection with parents and the land. In other words, they would receive the inheritance of that land. I was reading recently in the book of Kings, I believe 2 Kings it was, that it talked about a family that left because of a famine. They came back into the land, and they actually appealed to the king, and they received the land back. And so there was that special connection there with the land, that it may, that your days may be long upon the land. Okay, there was that covenant relationship. But in the New Testament, it says in specifically that they may live long on the earth. And so a little bit of a change there, I believe, because of a dispensational change as well. So that is something that is there. But I want us to talk about the rewards here of that long life. I believe one of the rewards is provision. Certainly mother and father, they provide for their children. There is a provision. That is a great reward that children have as a provision in their life. Certainly dad and mom have to provide the food, the shelter, the clothing, especially when the children are younger, and to guide them in those choices and help them as they mature. And so that is the provision of the essentials of life. That's a reward, huh? Can you imagine where a child would be without a mother and a father that would care? My heart grieves in America tonight that so many children are growing up, some even without a mother and father, and many, many, many with a single parent. And certainly, we need to pray for those folk. We need to encourage those folk, help those folk as they take on the dual task in their life. And that is important. Certainly, many times a child does not realize the sacrifices that dad and mom make to provide for their basic needs. And I remember as a young person growing up, my parents came through the days of the Great Depression. And I remember my father one time, he was talking about in the Depression that he went to his aunt and uncle's house that lived on a farm, and they had more than he had in the city. My dad used to say that he lived on dandelion soup in the summertime. That was what they fed the children. And rather skimpy diet. But on the farm, they actually had some protein. And in the protein, there was gristle. And my dad said he did not spit the gristle out until way into the night, because he said it was the first chewing gum he ever had. And folks, we do not know the plenty that we have in our lives and the reward that we have because of the sacrifices that dad and mom many times make for us. I remember when my dad grew up, dad would talk about that they had to have a little bit of extra money so they could do get some of the basics even. And so his mother would buy hamburger and then would cook it, but he couldn't eat it. All he could do was go to the factory and sell it. Just look at it. And how that was. So certainly we need to thank God for our parents and for what they provide in the basics. I think another reward that comes through parents is the wisdom of adulthood. I was reading a story by Lehman Strauss, and he said that there was a teacher that was addressing her graduates. This is graduation time. And she said, you know, quite a bit, she was saying to the graduates, you know quite a bit, you've learned quite a bit. He says, but you do not intend to quit learning. She says, you need to keep developing your learning. And so she said, I hope you do not become victims of arrested development. You expect to know far more 25 years from now than you do today. And notice what she says very carefully. Since that is the case, it is well for you to remember that your parents have had just about that much head start on you in wisdom. Therefore, when you go home, you ought to listen to them. Pretty good advice, don't you think? And that is what I believe that the Lord wants children to learn, to honor their parents as well. They need to have their ears open, their lives submitting to the wisdom that dad and mom have learned over the years of experience. Experience can be a very hard teacher. I don't know if any of you learn that way, but I have learned that way sometimes. And I would rather learn from someone else. Amen? It's so much easier. And so there is this provision. There's the wisdom of adulthood that comes as a reward in honoring your parents. Also, there is a bond of genuine love. George Washington had in his heart, he was set as a young person to go out to sea. In fact, he was so set that he put all his belongings in a trunk and he put them on a ship. And he came home and told his mother, he said, I'm ready to go to sea. His mother did not have the same desire that he did. And it was very evident in the tears that were streaming down her face. And so when he went to say goodbye, he changed his mind. He found in her tears, and with a heavy heart, that she was opposed to going to sea, and George Washington called the hired man and said, go tell them to return the trunk. I will not leave and break my mother's heart. Oh, fortunate the young person is who honors mom and dad and does not break their heart. Certainly, I believe another, a reward is that there is the development of godly character and godly convictions growing up in a home with godly parents. And so those are blessings as well. Not only a provision, there's also the reward of protection for a child. One is protection from physical danger. Children in their formative years need discipline and watchfulness due to their lack of good judgment and ability to make good decisions. I think any of us that are parents know that children many times don't know the difference between touching a hot stove and not touching a hot stove until they learn the hard way sometimes. And we need to warn. We need to say, this is bad. And I remember a youth pastor that used to say to us as young people, it is better to put a barricade at the top of the cliff than an ambulance at the bottom. And it makes a lot of sense. Certainly, parents know more about physical danger than their children and youth do. It is wise for a child who obeys superior knowledge of their parents about physical danger. Restraint of a foolish child is the only way to protect your child. But there's not only the parent who needs to be honored because they protect a child from physical danger, but also from moral danger. Too many of our children are being left to make their own decisions about morality. And as a result, they fall into much of the evil that is in our world today. They end up in sexual experimentation. And I think woe unto our school system that is teaching this at a very early, tender age of elementary school age. It is no wonder. I think sometimes we need to teach the teachers, amen? And teach those who are putting out the curriculum. But thank God for parents who make it very clear that we need to have a moral life and that that is a blessing from God. There are many today that are involved in cohabitation because they have not followed God's word and not been taught from the scriptures what God says, that that is immoral and that that is wrong and sinful. We have abortion today. Certainly that comes from those who do not treasure life, but also do not treasure a child. A child is a blessing from God. Amen? It is a gift from God. They are not a burden. They are a blessing. And we need to remember that, and we need to instill that in children and youth, that they remember those things. Trial marriages. I don't know. I don't remember that so much when I was growing up. Moms and dads kind of stuck together. Now, I'm sure there were some. But I remember the people that my parents hang around with, that there wasn't these trial marriages. It was you promised and you did it for lifetime. I almost get a little bit uneasy when people look at me and say, well, you're the exception. You've been married X number of years, and I'm looking at them and I know I'm saying you ought not to be in that category. Amen? We ought to say this is a lifetime thing. And so protection also from spiritual danger. And that's important for us as well. Certainly, godly parents keep their children on the way of truth and from false ideas that are being promoted time after time in our society today. There's the protection from wrong attitudes. Do attitudes affect the way a person lives? They do, don't they? And I tell you what, a dad and a mom that are godly, they're very sensitive about a wrong attitude that does not please God. And certainly that is important for, as well, in protecting them from spiritual danger. Protection of unwise associations. I remember growing up and I wanted to have some associations with some. When I was just in elementary school, I was wanting to become a Boy Scout. I'd seen that my dad had been an Eagle Scout when he was growing up here in the state of Iowa, and evidently Dad knew something I didn't know. And he said, Ralph, you're not going to be a Boy Scout. I said, well, why not? It would be fine if I went on the weekends and went on camping trips with the Boy Scouts. He says, on Sunday, you belong in church, period. Hence, I did not become a Boy Scout. I'm glad for that. I heard just this week about a pastor who took 3 months sabbatical from church so that he could coach his daughter in softball on Sundays. Is that shocking to you as it was to me? I thought, what is this man instilling in his daughter? Isn't there a priority to give God the first day of the week? Yeah. It wasn't that this man wasn't trained in a school that taught principles. And I'm just shaking my head and saying, how can those things be? I think James said it pretty well. These things ought not so to be. Certainly, it also protects them from spiritual dangers when a child learns that they cannot compromise on convictions. Oh, thank God for a godly mom and a godly dad who says, this is a conviction and we are not changing this. We are staying on God's path. Certainly, I believe the greatest protection spiritually is a dad and mom who teach their children salvation. I think of Paul talking to young Timothy, and he said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation." Certainly, I believe that from the time a child is little, they need to begin to hear the elements of salvation. I tell you what, I am so thrilled with our quote-unquote adopted daughter that we have from China. And she sent us a picture, a little video on the, it was a video of her talking to her little boy, Zachary, who's not even two yet. And she was talking to him, and she had a Gospel Bridge track and was reading it to him, the child's one, huh? And this little boy was looking at the pictures, and mom was explaining these truths to her little boy. She so yearns that he too will share her faith. And then there is the reward of promise of a long life. G. Campbell Morgan said, "The results of obeying the commandment to honor your parents will bring personal reward to those who obey it. There can be no doubt that the personal element is present, for in the majority of cases, the honoring of parents results in the realization of habits and character that tend to lengthen days of life." And I think of Absalom in the Old Testament. He rebelled against his father, and as a result, he paid a high price with an early and painful death. Hung from an oak tree, huh? In his rebellion. I want to say this: not all children who honor their parents live long lives, but they reap many of the rewards in this life. And I think that's important for us to remember as well. There is also the reward of spiritual prosperity, I believe, that comes to a child who honors their parents. Authority is based on the principle of God's holiness, and godly parents help children learn God's standards, and do not allow their children to make decisions that lead to juvenile delinquency or unfaithfulness to the Lord. Godly parents train their children in God's way. I remember when I was a teenager hearing a pastor preach about J. Edgar Hoover and juvenile delinquency, and how that happens when children do not grow up with the thought of obeying their parents and bringing them to church, and so on and so forth. And now, what we see in the streets and the rioting is just beyond juvenile delinquency. You wonder, where did these young people, where do these adults, and some of them are adults, where did they get this concept that I can do my own thing to get my own way? They certainly didn't get it from God, did they? God has made it very clear that they that are in iniquity seek their own way. Children that respond to biblical instruction and biblical discipline reap the benefits of the fruit of the Spirit in their life. Certainly, when the child is taught and they learn the virtues of the Christian life, they will have love, joy, and peace. They are inward virtues. They'll have the outward virtues of long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. They'll have the upward virtues of faith, meekness, and temperance. So children are tremendously impacted by their parents, and they need to honor their parents for the good that they have done in their life. And I believe when we have godly parents and we see them go through trauma, and yet they are thankful to God, and they learn the ways of God, and they are taught the ways of God, and they see that in their parents, it makes a great impact upon children. And so tonight, right relationships with parents grow out of a right relationship with God, and all who enter heaven's gate will do so by accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior and sin bearer. Any effort to keep the Ten Commandments without being born again is a wasted effort. Folks, we are not saved by keeping the law. I don't want to portray that in this series of messages. It's only when we have a new heart that we will be able to keep God's commandments and do the right thing. Blessed are the children that have godly parents that instruct them in the Scriptures and love them, teach them to love their Heavenly Father. If you truly honor your parents, you will obey them, love them, be thankful for them, and respect them. Do so on a daily basis, and you will receive the rewards that God desires to place in your life. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for the instruction concerning this commandment of honoring our parents. Oh, Father, we know that all of us have failed in some way concerning this. And Lord, we would tonight confess that that is sin and that we need to make those amends while we have an opportunity to make amends with our parents. And Lord, I pray that you might work in the hearts of those that are wayward, who are not following the instructions of their parents, who have yet to honor them. Father, that you would turn those hearts back. Father, we thank you that you are a God of mercy, a God of grace, who draws even the prodigals back home. And so, God, we ask that you might draw their hearts to understanding how important it is to honor dad and mom, that they might have right relationships with you, and then right relationships with others. In Jesus' name, amen.